Let me ask you something. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know this year, 2018, has been a huge influx of new podcasts. People want to start a podcast. Folks are getting inspired off of other people's podcasts, and I'm definitely one of those people. And when I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other places people like to listen? And how do I make money from my podcast? Now, I stumbled on an interview that I listened to on The Breakfast Club with Gary V, and he introduced Anchor to me. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free. You heard that? Free 99. You don't have to pay anything. Just sign up. And ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. And thank you so much for tuning into the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. This is Siley and Nico. Letting go. This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast, and I'm Siley and Nico. It's a late night one. It's about 11:50. It is March 30th, 2018. We're in a full moon, and I felt the need to come on here and share a few thoughts about letting go. I recently just decided to let go of something that I really, really, really was holding on to. Wanted to keep holding on because I felt like, you know, love will weather everything, any storm that I had. But you can't be the only one wanting something to come into fruition. It has to be both parties, no matter what type of relationship it may be. And it's something that's very close to my heart because I've always been a person that was so fearful of letting things go. And I know that fear is false evidence appearing real, but it just seemed like for me, letting go was giving up. And I always prided myself as being a fighter and being one who didn't quit and, you know, just didn't throw in the towel just for whatever mediocre reason, and one that fought for what she wanted and what she believed in. But sometimes things have to be, they have to be given away in order to make room for the new amazing blessings that are to come into your life, no matter what they are. If it's a relationship or if it is a business contact or business opportunity, or just, you know, making way for the new the floodgates to open of the many opportunities that you may get in this life. And sometimes when you don't let go of certain things, you risk not being able to receive whatever God has in store for you, the universe has in store for you on this time, in this time space reality. I know I sound a little exhausted, and I just, you know, I'm gonna be all the way honest with y'all. When I moved to Texas, I felt like I was moving here with the intent of falling in love and being in love. I wanted that really badly. And the reason why is because I've always been a love bug, even though I'm an Aquarius and we're really free-spirited people. But my chart is ruled by my Venus, which is Pisces. I'm a lover. I'm a dreamer. Yes, I like my space, but if I'm into you, I'm into you. And I met somebody and I felt like I was into that person, and they were quirky and kind of different,
And a lot of people had many things to say about that particular person, and I continued my relationship with them because I saw them differently. You know, I wanted to see past the flaws, and a lot of times I did, but there were many times where they would resurface, and I had to take a step back here recently because it's been going on, and I've been prolonging it because I didn't want to let go. I didn't want to let him go on and whatever he had to do, you know, do it, or whatever I had to do it. I was so focused on just trying to make something work, trying to make it work, trying to be, you know, love past it all. And that's not enough, to be quite honest. Love is not enough. You know, when you let go of things, they say if you love something and you let it go, then it'll come back. That might be true, but by the time it comes back, you might be in a different headspace as opposed to the headspace that you were in when you let it go. In fact, I know you will, because anything that happens in this life, no matter what it is, you learn something different. With every action, there's a reaction, and it just is what it is. And a lot of times you just have to, you just got to keep steadfast, man. Like, and I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm very transparent about my life. I'm very transparent about how I feel about things that have happened to me. I am no angel. I've done things in relationships. I've done things outside of relationships. I've engaged in things that were not very favorable from a societal standpoint. But I can honestly say that I pride myself in living in my truth. And a part of letting go is being free of that was preventing you from living your truth. Because oftentimes when you are not letting something go, it's because you like the way that it feels. It's a comfortable. It's being comfortable. Sometimes you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, meaning that you're giving yourself room to grow. It's like pruning a bush or a tree. You know what I'm saying? When you prune a tree, a bush, a flower, you know, you take off the dead leaves, you're allowing growth to transpire. Simply put, you gotta let shit go. You just do. It's inevitable. It may hurt. You may cry. There's been, all week long, I've been emotional. And not just because I'm going through my women's time right now, as I affectionately call it, but also because I honestly did not want to let it go. But it's certain things that you see for yourself. It's certain actions that you have to respond to in a way where you have to protect your sanity, and you have to protect your well-being, and you have to protect your inner little girl. On my Facebook page, I have been posting quotes lately. I know whenever I go live, it's serious, because I don't go live on my Facebook page. I reserve my Facebook for my family, a lot of my colleagues, as far as past clients and so forth, and you know, old teachers, old friends from elementary school and so forth, a lot of friends from college. And I don't really get too personal on that. But the recent climate in my life has really, really, really caused me to decide to vent and speak my truth. And I didn't give a shit what anybody had to say about it. I mean, if you pissed, if you mad, get the fuck off my page. That's pretty much how I feel. And I know that is very abrupt and it's very blatant, and it may be disrespectful to some, but that's truly how I feel. Because a lot of times what happens is people subscribe to you and they think that everything is supposed to be hunky-dory and everything is supposed to be positive, and it's not. And even though this is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast, let's not get it twisted. Things in life happen and you are allowed to hurt. You are allowed to cry. You are allowed to scream. You are allowed to tear shit up if you have to, but let out that negative energy and dismiss it and then move forward. Because I'm going to tell you something. For years, I held on to a lot of different things that hurt my feelings. I held on to men that hurt my feelings. I held on to situations with my childhood, as far as my parents' divorce, that hurt my feelings. How we were affected, my sister and I, is what I'm talking about, by the divorce. How I've had an abortion before, and I know that that is something that people don't like to talk about, but I'm still dope as fuck because I'm living in my truth, and I'm adamant about speaking about my truth. And I had to learn to let go of even the pain and the hurt and the anguish of not understanding why I was in that position that I was in when I did decide to terminate my pregnancy, but also being in the mind and space of being able to be strong enough to do something like that, especially knowing the cause and the effect of it, because there is a lot of trauma that comes along, mental trauma and physical trauma that can come along that. And I have not been pregnant since. And I went through a lot of mental things, you know, because I didn't want to hurt the person that I was involved with at that time. And I did it without telling them. And I had to let that go. Do I often think about the life that I was to bring into the world? I absolutely do. I absolutely do. But I had to forgive myself because I know, like anybody knows, that, you know, God, the universe is going to always protect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things that happen in this life that might not be as favorable as you want them to be, but everything happens for a reason. And God will never give you more than you can bear. And you have to, like, learn to let go of certain things that really hinder your growth and your progress in this life, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, physically. And as I always tell you guys, I speak this stuff off the dome. Whatever I'm triggered to speak about is what I'm going to speak about. So I don't have any notes in front of me. I'm just sitting here on my couch. I'm looking up at the ceiling. I'm looking at my mosaic and my little faux palm tree plants that I made, and just sitting here, just reflecting. This evening was very, very, very unfavorable for me, and I decided to let go of my past relationship. I had to. I ran into him. He was on a date or whatever he was doing with somebody else. Pissed me off. That was the final straw. I couldn't, you know, my thing is like, hey, you cannot engage yourself with a person who does not have your best interest at heart and who does not protect your heart. And I had to be strong enough to let it go and say, you know what, Aaliyah, I love you more. And you know what? I love your future. And I love what you're to become. And I love your state of mind. And I love your being. And as I'm talking to you guys, I got a tear running down my face, because a lot of times when you are in a vulnerable position, it makes it hard for you to speak your truth. But at the same time, I'm hoping that the words that I speak to certain people is not for you to be sad for me, but to find strength in whatever it is that you are afraid of letting go of. When I speak to you guys, I made this podcast not to be self-seeking, but to tell you that you have the strength and you have the power to take full control of your life and to really declare the dopeness that you walk in and you stand in and you flourish in each and every second of your being and second of your presence on this time, in this time space reality, on this physical plane at this point in time. I'm just, as for me, I'm just looking forward to what the healing process looks like as far as letting things go. Sometimes things have to be the sacrificial lamb. Well, my grandfather, I'm gonna have another transparent moment with you guys. My grandfather passed away July 13, 2017. He is the closest and was the closest man to me in my life. He loved me beyond any and everything in this world. He was my step-grandfather, which means he was not my paternal grandfather by blood, but you couldn't have told me any different. When he passed away, that was one of the hardest things in my life that I've ever had to endure. But out of that, my relationship with my dad was not as close as I think he thought it was. There was a lot of past hurts and a lot of things that I held on to because of my parents' divorce. And my grandfather's passing made me and my dad's relationship a lot closer. I often speak to my father about, you know, current relationships that I go through, business things because he has his own business, art because he was an artist as I am, sports because he was an athlete as I was. So it's one of those things where I had to let go of that hurt and that pain. And sometimes things are taken out of your life so you can let go of certain things that upset you or make you feel a certain type of way. It's really unfortunate that we have to let go of things, but it's also a refreshing occurrence in our lives because it shows you that each day that we're blessed to wake up in the morning or to open our eyes and to thank God for our existence in this time, space, reality, on this physical plane, it's a new opportunity to be better than we were yesterday. I am not a saint. I don't claim to be a saint. I don't claim to be better than nobody. I don't claim to have any competition other than myself being better than I was yesterday. But what I will not tolerate is for people to harbor negative energy in my atmosphere. And I can't be around people that are not going to nurture or love me. Say with me, as I'm saying this to you guys, I am still dope as fuck. You are still dope as fuck. We are still dope as fuck. Those are my declarations because we have to encourage one another. I have to. That's my job to do that through this podcast. That's your job to impress upon other people. Not being in a cocky state of mind, but being very conscious and consciously confident or confidently conscious enough to speak these things into existence and to know that you can be better than your past. You can be better than your present. Anything will change. You know what I'm saying? Everything is subject to change. So just because things are not good right now for you, it doesn't mean that if you let something go, it won't come back in a better form. It might not be the same person or the same thing, but whatever is meant to be for you will be for you wholeheartedly, genuinely, authentically. I decided a few days ago, well, I'll tell you guys this. When I started therapy last year, my therapist asked, you know, what are some things that you value in relationships and you value from people? And I said, you know, honestly, to be appreciated. Like, I love being appreciated. I love being able to give and also to receive. I love being loved and I love great conversations and I love awesome interactions. And I decided to write down a whole bunch of different things that I loved. And if you guys haven't listened to the past podcast where I'm talking about different things that kind of break you out of your being in stagnation or what have you, writing down different things that you love, it definitely helps you let go of the bullshit also, which is something that I had to do. But getting back to my thought, the letting go thing is, it can be hard at first, but it's going to be worthwhile. It'll be so worthwhile for each and every person that's listening to this who is in the same position as me. You know, it's interesting how life works, because God creates these vessels for the spirit to breathe through and to deliver messages. And I truly believe it this time, it's 12:09, which right now it is March 31st. This is the last day of March, and we are approaching Easter. Easter is tomorrow, or Resurrection Sunday in the Christian world. That is tomorrow. And I can honestly say that it's time for a new beginning. You know, even if you're not a Christian, or you have a different walk of faith, or you know, you're in a different spiritual place, it's time to let some things go. It's time. If that wasn't your confirmation, you know what I'm saying? Like different things that you've been going through. If you decided to click on this podcast tonight, if you decided to listen to this podcast tonight, I'm telling you, God told me to tell y'all. The universe told me to tell y'all. Let it go. Be somebody who walks the walk as much as you talk the talk. And I'm speaking to myself as I'm speaking to you guys, because I hold myself very much accountable for my actions. And I love you guys. I truly do. I believe you're still dope as fuck. And I want you guys to just love yourself enough to let go of what is hindering you. Love yourself enough to allow growth. Because if you're not growing, then you're just existing in this life. So thank you for listening tonight. I'll probably check back in here shortly, but I definitely wanted to pop on and express a few things with you guys, and kind of shed a few tears and let a few things go. And I do pray and meditate in your strength to be able to do that. And just know that you're not alone. You're not by yourself. You're not. So if you guys have any topics or please rate. Please rate. Please subscribe on iTunes, the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. Please, please, please rate. Please, please, please leave a comment so I can know how I'm doing, what I'm doing, what you guys recommend for me. Only if you deem it necessary. Also, please follow me on Instagram. My Instagram personal handle is Ilia, at Ilia, ILIANIKCO, Ilia Nico. And also, the Still Dope as Fuck. Excuse me, the Still Dope as Fuck podcast, which is Still Dope, A is in Apple, F is in Forever. Log on there and shoot me a DM if you will. Don't be afraid to screenshot anything that you see on there and repost it. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your support. Let it go. Let the crap go. And this is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. Take care and have a wonderful night.